And today is September 11th, 2013, and we're going to do lesson number 535. Can you imagine? We're up in the 500s. Called Lifting the Elbows Interlaced. So take a moment as you're lying on your back to become aware of yourself and start to think about your back, your chest, your shoulders, that whole area. And after this, the brief discussion about your sternum and your ribs, just noticing how that area feels for you today and what your awareness is like. And it's fine if, you know, your awareness might be to begin with that you don't sense a lot. And that's really important to notice as we go through the lesson to see how that changes. And kind of like I explained this last week in last week's lesson, if you can think too about in the lesson that whatever is occurring right on your front side, there's a replica on the back side. So whatever the sternum is doing, your spine is doing, right? Because they're parallel. Does that make sense to everybody? So if you're folding on the front side, it means that you're going to be folding on the back side. And then feel how, or notice how your shoulders and your arms are lying by your side, your mid-back, your lower back, down into your pelvis. Gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, going slow enough to notice the quality of rolling your head. And then bringing your head back to the center. We're going to start with you bending your knees and bringing your feet up to standing. And then you're going to interlace your hands and bring them onto your chest where the bottom part of your ribs are, right? So not on your belly, but you feel where the lower part of your ribs are. And you go ahead and interlace your fingers. And we're going to change the interlacing throughout the lesson. So you'll notice that you start one way. Everybody has a certain way they put their fingers together, so you just become aware of that. And now you're going to start to do a movement of lifting your elbows away from the floor. So you lift the elbows and lower them, right? And feel when you lift your elbows, the first thing you'll notice is what happens inside the shoulders. But then draw your attention to your chest, to that sternum that I was talking about. That's it. And so what you can play with throughout this lesson is that, you know, you get to this place where you feel like, okay, the shoulder can't go anymore, right? But if the chest softens more and the back widens, maybe the elbows lift a little bit more. Excellent. Okay. Pause so that you can change the interlacing. So that means just move the fingers over by one. And now continue the same movement of lifting and lowering the elbows.
So you just basically change that the other hand is on top.
Right. So whatever index finger was in front, it's now behind. Excellent. Okay, so we're just going to pause for a moment. You can straighten your legs. Just let your arms slide down to your sides to rest. And just observe how you're resting now. Bend your knees again, bring your feet up to that good standing position. Interlace your hands back on the lower ribs in the same place on your chest, okay? And interlace in the habitual way, the comfortable way to start with. And you're gonna start again to lift and lower the elbows. And then you're gonna start to add in the movement of lifting your head. So you're going to lift your head as you lift the elbows, and that'll make sense, right? Because it's softening your chest. And when you lift your head, think of lifting it and maybe looking towards your knees, right? Because you're folding and rounding. Not to lift your head straight up towards the ceiling, but lift your head to look towards your knees. That's it. And just feel what that relationship is between the lifting of your head, the softening of your chest, the lifting of the elbows, the widening of the back, pressing the back into the floor. It's the mid-back. Good. Okay, and again, we're going to just pause for a moment to change over the fingers to the non-habitual interlacing, and then just continue with the same idea of as you lift the head, you lift the elbows, the sternum and the chest folds. And so with this movement, the two foldings you should start to feel, right? So you lift your head and you start to feel the chest folds inward and downward, right? So even those ribs start to slide down towards your belly. Good. Excellent. Okay, and then just pause again to go back to the habitual interlacing. And just a few times, let's just have you lift the elbows now. And did something change? Did something get a little easier? Right, what happened when you added in the movement of your head? Good. Okay. And then we'll let that go and rest on your back with your arms down by your side. Your legs are long. And notice your breath and your breathing and what's happening underneath that sternum and in the area of those upper ribs. What do you notice? So we're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to revisit, this is a lesson we did a long time ago, well, like a couple months ago, where you're going to lift your pelvis and you're going to place your hands under your back. And you're going to think the exact same location as where they were on the lower ribs on the front. And one palm will be on top of the other. So let's start with your right palm on top of the left. So the left hand is on the mat. And then once you get the hands underneath you like that, you'll lower the pelvis back down. Okay, and now in this position, you're gonna lift the elbows. Yeah, so lift the elbows. So that's why. No, you do not lift the pelvis, right? So one of the big concepts in this work is, and it's very evident throughout this lesson, is constraints. So you put a constraint and it asks something else has to open up. That's it. So you lift and you lower. Without straining yourself, without holding your breath. And it's not about, again, how much you lift. It's feeling that you can lift and what happens on the front side. So now you start to feel more of your clavicles. So those are the two bones that connect up here to your shoulder blades and that connect to the sternum, right? They have to come together. Excellent. Now pause for a moment. You're going to lift the pelvis and just change the hands. But it's quite interesting how when you change the hands, one position of the hands will be more comfortable. One shoulder it can come more forward easier than the other. So just be aware of that. This might be the easier or the little bit more challenged position. And then go back to lifting and lowering. And breathing. Okay, lift your pelvis, slide your hands out, and we'll take a little break. Go ahead and lengthen your legs and just rest for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Once again, lift up your pelvis and let's go to the first hand position. That would be right on left, left on the ground under your back, lower the pelvis. And now as you lift the elbows, you're going to lift your head at the same time, right? So you think about lifting your head in the direction of your knees to look there. Go slow and gentle, right? Don't be in a hurry. Lifting the elbows, that's it. And how does the lifting of your head help? That's it. Pause to change the hands. So lift up the pelvis, change over the hands. And then just let's do a few more movements of lifting your head together with your elbows. Excellent. Okay, and again, lifting your pelvis, slide out your hands, rest them by your side, lengthen your legs, and just notice what's changing, what's different. So your legs are long, your arms are long, and how are you sensing now those shoulders, the shoulder blades, the clavicles, your sternum? Let's bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing, and bring your hands back to the front side of you, interlaced on those lower ribs. Okay, and we're going to do the movement again of lifting the elbows and your head, but now we're going to add in lifting your knees. So that means bringing your knees away from the floor, or your feet away from the floor, bringing your knees into your chest. So you could start by, that's it, bringing them up and then placing them back down. So your elbows lift, your head lifts, your knees lift. So think everything's folding on the front side, right? Which creates a big rounding and widening on the back side. And how does bringing your knees up make it easier to lift the elbows? Right? Does that get quite a bit easier now? Good. Now pause to change the interlacing with your hands and come back to the same movement, thinking of softening, folding, staying in that place of ease so that you're not holding your breath. But feel how as the knees come up, the elbows lift more, right? Somehow lifting the knees and bringing them up into your chest helps. And then continue the movement a few more times, asking yourself, is there any place where you're still holding? That if somehow you let go, it would get easier. And look for the letting go in that chest and in your back. Excellent. Okay. Beautiful. Let it go and rest on your backs. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing, and we're going to go back to the hands being under your back, that area where the lower ribs are. Let's say the right hand is on top of the left, the left's on the mat. And really make it comfortable because you're going to bring your knees up. So let's just try a few times with your arms there. What is it like now to lift your knees and then put them back down? And if you need to make any adjustments with your arms. And if that's good, then start to incorporate as you lift the knees, bringing the elbows forward and lifting your head. Excellent. Okay, pause to change over the hands, and then you'll continue the same thing. Elbows, knees, and head all come together. Your hands are under your back. Lifting as you exhale. Make sure when you come back to the floor, you pause to take a breath in so that you're not holding your breath. Excellent. Okay, and let's let it go by lifting up your pelvis, slowly sliding your arms out, lengthening your legs and resting. And certainly with that position, when your arms are behind your back, there's a lot to be said for the forearms, your wrists. So noticing all those places right now as you rest, what sort of changes are occurring? Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, interlace your hands onto the front side of the lower ribs on your chest side again, and let's just do a couple movements lightly and gently of just lifting the elbows and lowering, and not even going to your max, but just feeling, has the quality changed? Something getting easier. Excellent. Okay. So keeping your hands like this, okay, it's going to seem a little strange here in the beginning to get there. So you want to keep your hands on your tummy like this, okay? But you're going to roll onto your right side. So your right elbow is going to have to kind of move out of the way, right? So, and then your left elbow is going to kind of come towards the ceiling. So Barb.
Yeah.
Right elbow's got to be forward, right? So that's what I mean, that's it. You got to figure out a way to have that, right? So you're on your side, that's it, you guys. Okay, good D, but head down. I know, and pay attention to your wrists. You notice the wrists? Okay, so with the left elbow now, think of bringing the left elbow towards the right and back. Bend your knees so you're in like a fetal position. Think of bringing the left towards the right. So again, what needs to happen in the chest? Fold. So think less rolling, right? So it's not so much a rotation as a fold, D. That's better. How do you bring the left elbow to the right? Right, and some of you become aware, right, of the wrist, right? So some of you have your wrists popping up, and I have this tendency too. So you want to see if you can sink them down, right? But keep them on your belly, right? I know, right? That's how it's supposed to go, right? But because we do all this stuff, breathe. Bridget, why are you on the left side?
Oh.
On the right side. So bring your right elbow out, out, out. Don't lie on it. Out, out.
No, I thought you were supposed to lie on it.
No, keep these on your chest and now bring the left elbow forward. There. Okay, so do the movement, let's just do it a few more times, but start to slide your head, and it's a sliding movement. Think of sliding your head forward, right, as if you were going to curl up more. So you're going to bring your head forward and looking like down towards where the chest is, okay? Think of curling and folding, just like what you did on your back. Nice, that's it, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's it. There you guys go. Good. Okay. Slowly let that go. Roll onto your backs and rest. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Interlace your hands. Let's try the non-habitual way on your chest. And so this time we're going to roll to the left. So again, when you roll to the left elbow needs to be out in front of you, right? And then you roll over as best as you can. That's it. Hands are still on the tummy as best as you can. And now you're going to take the right elbow, lift it and bring it over towards the left. Okay, think of softening the chest, folding the back. That's it, Olga. Good. That's it, Sandy. One side may be easier than the other. And then start to take your head forward as well. Remember, it's a folding movement, like you're curling up, not a rotation. So you're pulling the head into your chest and as much as possible thinking, could the right elbow at some point reach the left elbow? You can a little bit, yeah. Mainly slide it, but then you can lift it a little bit. Yeah, think just curling in, folding, widening the back, right? So the back has to widen as the chest folds. Excellent. Okay, and let's take a rest back onto your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's go back to the position of the hands under your back, right on top of left palm on the floor, finding that good place under your back so that you can do the movement of lifting your knees, lifting your elbows, and lifting your head. So folding and rounding everything. And did the last two movements of being on your sides change something so that this is getting easier? So imagine that eventually maybe your knees, your nose, and your elbows would all touch, right? Just imagine it, right? That everything would come so far forward that that could happen. Or at least that your elbows could start to travel to the outside of your thighs and maybe someday touch there. It's just a thought. Good. Pause for a moment. Lift the back to change the hands to do just a few more movements in this same way. And now, can you lift yourself like this? Kind of stay up, and could you start to roll a little bit to the right and to the left? Right? Because if you were to roll all the way over, right, you'd be on the side just like you were when we did the sides. Good, you guys. Excellent. Okay, let it all go. Bring your arms out from underneath your back and rest. Rest with your legs long, your arms long. And again, just noticing what's happening up around where the clavicles are, inside the shoulder joints, the shoulder blades, your chest, your throat. Okay, so this time you're now going to come up to sitting and start with your legs crossed, okay? And you're going to bring the hands interlaced to the front side again, okay? And in this position, and your legs can be crossed or if they need to be a little looser out here, make your legs comfortable. For me, it's best if they're crossed closer, okay? And this idea of, once again, we're going to take the elbows forward, we're going to take the head forward, bringing the elbows down. So let's see if the elbows could come forward enough to touch the knees, your head forward enough to maybe touch the floor, right? And now could you start to take, let's say, the right elbow more forward in your head, maybe that you twist and you could bring the right elbow to the floor. Right, so how do you, and still keep that same movement of bringing the elbows forward, and think of the right elbow in your head coming down to the floor. Nice, Michael, that's it. That's it, Olga, but now drop your head. There you go. Drop your heads, right? So just drop it. It's like a bowling ball. Just let your head hang. That in itself is really important for several of you in here, because even when you take your head forward, you still hold it as if you need to hold it up for some reason. And if you're doing that, then it's holding your whole back. Good. Now what about the left elbow? Let's try to take the left elbow forward and your head. So again, can you just let your head drop? Yeah. Right, and then you first bring the elbow up, and the last thing to lift up is your head. There you go. And now try both elbows again. Can they come down to touch the knees, touch the floor, rounding, folding forward? Just try that a couple more times. That's it. Good. Excellent. Okay. And let's rest again on your backs. Bend your knees again, bring them to standing. Let's go back to the hands interlaced on your tummy, okay? And from this position, we'll go to that movement of bringing the knees up into your chest, lifting your head, lifting the elbows, everything. Is that getting easier? Really lift those elbows, that's it. Aha, it's getting easier, isn't it? Look at how far you guys have come. That's it, beautiful. Lift, lift, lift those elbows. Okay, rest it. There you go, Olga, rest it. Okay, and you're going to come to sitting again, but this time with your legs standing. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way to the front side of you, okay? And pulling your knees in, bringing your elbows forward, and bringing your head forward. Right, so could you eventually have your elbows fold forward around your knees, right? Just think that they're coming forward to the sides of your knees. Fold your head, widen your back. Nice, Sandy. That's it, Barb. Widen that back. That's it, Dee. Fold that chest. And if you do want to go ahead and lift your knees like Rebecca's doing, go ahead and lift your knees. See if that makes it easier. That's it. Pull them into your chest. Just do a couple more movements like that. Good, okay, and let's rest again. Okay, so one more time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, lift your back, right hand on top of left, left on the floor, the hands behind your back, lower the pelvis down, and then you're gonna lift the knees up, lift the elbows, lift your head, fold everything together, and unfold. Think of softening and folding on the front side, widening on the back, really bringing those elbows forward. Excellent. Pause for a moment to just change over the hands and then continue. And just each time thinking, how can you soften a little bit more? Where can you somehow let go? Is it something in the upper neck and back? Something in your face or your jaw? Good. Okay. Let's take the arms out slowly. Lengthen your legs. Rest again on your backs. And then one last time, let's bend your knees and let's bring your hands to your front side, interlaced, those lower ribs like we started with. And lifting the knees, the head, and the elbows to start off with. So everything folding. Maybe let's just do this two or three times, and then keeping the head then and the feet down, just go to the lifting of the elbows. After you've done everything together, can you go back to the original movement of just the elbows, and we'll see what that's like. Yeah. Feel how much better that is. Right? Some of you could only lift your elbows maybe an inch, right? And all of you are like, 6 inches now, right? So what happened? Where does that movement come from? What's changed? Beautiful. Change the interlacing of your hands and then go back to lifting everything, the knees, the elbows, your head, and do this a few times. Because it's completely different with the different interlacing of your hands. And then go back to your head resting quietly, your legs standing, and just lifting the elbows. Right? And how are those wrists coming along? Are the wrists starting to go down in the other way? I'm going to do a wrist lesson, right? Because that's hard for a lot of us that use our hands, right? To get those wrists, it's very hard for me to sink down. But, right, the more that the wrists go down, so Rebecca, think down in the wrists, right? Excellent. How are those elbows doing? You got butterfly wings now, right? And it's lighter. Okay, so let that go. Bringing your arms down by your side and lengthening your legs. Just take a moment here to really notice how you're resting now on your back and where you're sensing change. What's different than when you came in? And you may notice the difference in the way that you're lying on the floor. You may notice a difference in the way that you're breathing, how your sternum and your ribs are much more capable of folding and unfolding with your breath. Because when that's not happening, we end up doing the breathing down in the diaphragm because the chest is so stiff, right? So, but now, can you just feel how those ribs in your sternum and up to the clavicles, they all lift with your breath and then they sink as you exhale. And that would be something that would be useful for you to play with over time, just on your own, is your breath and how to get your breath to raise and lower, expand and contract those clavicles, the sternum, the ribs, right? Because your breath is really actually quite powerful. The lungs are like two balloons up there. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Noticing how do you roll your head now, the quality and the ease of rolling your head from this lesson, from what we did with the clavicles and the upper back and the shoulders. How did that all impact now your cervical spine? Good. Okay, and then just taking your time, you can roll to a side and please feel free to pause there before you come up to sitting and standing. So just take your time. And then when you do come up to standing, is really to observe and notice how your posture and your upper body feels different now, the carriage of yourself from this lesson.